I'm excited to have three guests in the studio with me here today, some who are new to me and some are very familiar. We're here to talk about the June offerings from Queer Theatre Kalamazoo, and I'd like to introduce Laura K. Henderson.
Hello. Hi, pleasure to be here.
Glad you're here too. Connor Clock, a director.
Yeah, hi, Kara. Thank you for having me here today.
Nice to have you.
Excited for my first time.
And WMUK's former general manager.
Retired general manager.
Retired general manager, playwright, critic, Gordon Bolar.
Thank you, Kara. Great to be back.
Thank you for coming. I'm going to start with Laura. Queer Theatre Kalamazoo is a project you've been involved with from the beginning.
Yes. Absolutely. I'm actually the founder of Queer Theatre Kalamazoo, and we started our first productions in 2013. So this will be our finishing up our sixth season here, and that feels really good to have the community support through all of these years to get us to where we are today.
Wonderful. What was your background before that as a performer?
I actually started as an actor when I was younger, and then I got into modeling, and throughout my graduate program at Western Michigan University, I studied how mass media and performance could be used as a catalyst for social change through normalization, through exposure. And I started to get more interested in LGBT rights. So I collected stories, real stories about coming out and bullying and, dealing with religion and how that might clash with one's sexuality. And I wrote with a friend a play called Queering Quintero. And so that was a culmination of a way that we could show the community through theater issues that are still going on and how they might affect individuals that are living right here with them, their family members and their friends. And the community said, hey, we want some more. When's your next show? So what are we going to do? Sure. Queer Theatre Kalamazoo. Here it is. And 6 years later, we've had a lot of media support, community support, volunteers, funders. It's been really great.
Are you reaching the audiences that you're hoping to reach with these stories?
I believe so. And we have two audiences that we're really trying to reach. One would be the LGBT individuals who are comfortable in their sexuality or still questioning or figuring things out, to create a safe space where they can explore those things, either on stage by living through a character that happens to be gay or by being an audience member and having that live theater connection with that individual. It's not necessarily the actor, but the character. And we create friendships and relationships with characters. And then the others would be our allies to strengthen their knowledge of the LGBT community and issues that are still prominent, to get their minds thinking on how can I be a better ally. And we definitely have a great mix of both.
Are you interested in the history, even the far past history of gay rights and how we've come to the point that we're at? How do you feel you fit in with this long line of people taking a stand or simply exposing themselves so that others can see how to live in this world, and it doesn't have to be in a specific, certain way, a traditional way?
Yeah, I mean, I think that we are positioned at a time where we can be more effective because the LGBT voices are being listened to and more validated in today's day and age, where if we maybe tried to come on with production after production, even 20 years ago in Kalamazoo, there's a lot of individuals who suffered through hate crimes, personal people that I know of that generation. So I think we are poised in the perfect time to reach the audiences that we're trying to reach, where they are comfortable engaging with us and not just being, say, a safe space, which theater has traditionally been, but really getting the communities involved and doing events outside of the theater. That's where I think the history, the fight for validation of queer voices has really come to light.
Queer Theatre Kalamazoo is online at qtkalamazoo.com, where you will find the lineup of upcoming productions. The first is called Step 3, and it opens this weekend. Today is June 6th.
Yep, it opens tonight.
Okay, and the performance space is familiar to most Kalamazooans, the First Baptist Church in downtown Kalamazoo.
Yes. We're one of the wonderful companies that make that their home. And we've been very blessed to be able to have that ability to have this space where we can set up ourselves and say, this is the space that we're going to have, and this is the space that we're going to create, which I think is really amazing.
The voice you're hearing is Connor Clock, and I'd like to hear a little bit about your background as a creative person. Are you an actor, a director, a writer?
Well, I would say that I've done all three, but I would say that what I am mostly is a director and a dramaturge. But my background is in performing originally. High school, community theaters when you're in school. And then I was a graduate here at WMU from our acting program, mm-hmm. where I focused in directing and dramaturgy. And I've done dramaturgical work with Farmers Alley Theater, and I've directed for Queer Theater Kalamazoo, and I've directed for other civic companies around the state and up the West Coast. So
it's going pretty well. When did you graduate?
2018.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad that you've jumped right in. Would you tell our audiences about the play that you're directing starting tonight, and what drew you to this piece? And who's the playwright, by the way?
The playwright's name is Michael Amon, and he'll actually be here tomorrow night for the show for Friday evening to do a talk back, as well as Sunday. He'll be doing a talk back on Sunday's performance at 2:30 as well. I'm excited to meet him. The show that I'm directing, Step 3, is about a bunch of different people who are all friends or have all crisscrossed paths at some point, who make their way together in the end, trying to find something bigger than themselves. The theme of God is there a lot. And the third step in Alcoholics Anonymous, since our main character is struggling with his alcoholism, the third step is finding something bigger than yourself to believe in, finding the God that fits you. One character, it's eBay. One character, it's marijuana. And one is a sex addict. And, you know, they're all trying to find themselves in these things that are bigger than themselves that will then eventually bring them together and find that community is that thing that can be bigger than yourself that we can try to create of ourselves, which is very reflective in the queer community, who for centuries have had to find themselves in themselves, which I think is wonderful.
Well, it sounds like there's quite a few very interesting characters interacting on stage for this, in a sort of therapeutic setting, or they're working through issues together.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
And where do you find cast members? Did you audition locally? Where do you draw talent from?
I think with my experience with Queer Theater Kalamazoo, I am always about the local. Who do we have right here that needs to be heard? And so we had auditions for our queer shorts, which we'll talk about here in a little minute, and Step 3 at the same time, drawing community members from all sorts of areas in Kalamazoo, some people we've worked with before and some people who have, this is their very first time, I believe, mm-hmm. working with us. From the community, we like to take people who might have something to say or want to start to express themselves maybe in a new way and try to get them up there. There are some people we encourage. We're like, hey, you should come. You should come and try this and hope that maybe it does something for them.
Yeah.
And that's mm-hmm. one thing about Queer Theater Kalamazoo is we're not just trying to be a platform for LGBT voices, but a place where new and emerging artists can refine their skills or get their foot in the door with theater. It might be difficult with more established theaters for a newcomer to get cast, but if they can gain some skills from QTK and then kind of branch out from there, that's what we're really excited. And we saw Connor come on in as a director and grow, and he is now our artistic director as of recently. So it's nice to see the impact we're making in the community.
Information on this production, which is called Step 3 and is directed by Connor Clock, is at qtkalamazoo.com. And I also wonder if you see players who typically take roles at the Civic or Farmer's Alley, coming out to take roles in these pieces specifically.
Yes, absolutely. We see people from, I've worked with Between Queer Theater Kalamazoo, The Civic, Farmer's Alley, I've worked with every single person that's in this cast in some capacity, both here and there. So great. We try to keep everything around town.
So talk about how to prepare a piece for stage. That's what your job kind of is. Yeah.
Well, for me, it means lots of reading.
You start with the script.
Yeah, I read the script. I read it three or four times. And then I kind of like push it aside and like take a notebook out and I write down everything that I'm still remembering that I may have a question about or things that I'm standing in the shower and I'm like, oh, what was this thing in this play? I need to write it down. And I write it down and then I try to do as much research as I can about all of the different things that are there and try to find out other people that have lived in other times that have worked through these similar things. And from there, trying to build this sense of we're all having a similar experience on some level. So let's try to express it with a new angle, with this new way.
Then you go into casting and yep. and then imagine, you know, putting the stage together for the look of it. And mm-hmm. And what is the from start to finish? Are we talking 6 weeks or 3 months or?
Well, I think that every show is different. With our show, we've been rehearsing for 5 weeks, 4 weeks of rehearsal and then a tech. Mm-hmm. And then we usually, you know, we do rearrange the space, and usually I try to keep things as not on a full design production early on. I like to add those things near the end because I don't want it to be distracting from the play itself, you know. But yeah, 5 weeks and then it's up, and that's pretty short of a time for most rehearsal processes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Who are some of the cast members you can tell us about?
Well, we have some veterans of the Kalamazoo stages in our cast here. We have RJ Soule, we have Lars Lufborough, we have Shannon Fleckenstein, we have Jake Burrell, who isn't as veteran, but he's doing everything these days. He's
yeah,
in everything.
He's great. He's yeah. More traditionally, at least in Kalamazoo, a voice actor through All Ears Radio Theater, which is actually how I met him, which is how he heard about QTK. RJ has done numerous musicals at the Civic, and he says, you know, I really love doing straight plays, no pun intended. I just love it. So, you know, that's nice. And Stephanie Lynn Wallace does various films as well as a lot of theater, and she's done a lot at the Newvik Theater. So it's very interesting to see that we are able to reach pockets of individuals from every theater versus people being kind of stuck within one group.
Tickets are available through the website, but there's also a possibility you can go to the door tonight because it opens tonight, Step 3. And the location, again, is downtown at First Baptist Church. And you'll go in the main entrance and then head downstairs where they have extensive spaces for a lot of creative projects. I know Crawl Space Eviction is using the space, and so is Queer Theater Kalamazoo. So that starts tonight and continues through later this weekend? Or
Yep, this Sunday is our final performance at 2:30.
And you said you had the playwright himself arriving.
Yes, the playwright will be coming into town tomorrow, and then he will do a talk back with our audiences, with our cast, on Friday evening after the performance, and on Tuesday after the, or on, not Tuesday, on Sunday after the performance.
And he's flying in from New York, so it will be quite a treat for anyone who's able to come out. And if you're looking for an affordable option, we actually do have Thursday, which is today, our Pay What You Can night. So if you want to come out, and then if you're paying cash at the door and you have proof of purchase to Pride, you'll get $5 off. So we're trying to be kind of a triangle of support between Out Front, Farmer's Alley, doing Fun Home, and then Step 3.
Okay. Details at qtkalamazoo.com. And now I think we should look ahead to June 20th to 23rd. This is where I should also transition to talking about how to write a play, because this is called the Summer Shorts Play Fest. And we're talking about one act plays by a number of playwrights, including Gordon Bolar, who you've been writing plays for quite a long time.
I have. And this one, you know, I've had, I guess, two scripts produced in this town. One for All Ears Theater, Critic and Wife, about 6 years ago, seven maybe. And then Homemakers 1967 was included in the Theater Kalamazoo Playfest, I think in 2018. So this is Good Counsel, 1949. It's a 10-minute play, but it's part of a longer play with seven or eight scenes taking place on a bare stage in the 20th century. And it's Good Counsel, 1949. So it is from another era, but there's a reason it's from another era. I'll tell you about that in a minute.
Okay, good, yeah. Because I'm curious. I mean, Good Counsel, 1949, sounds like advice you would get from a past generation.
Well, it is. It's a young 18-year-old drama student from a boys' school who's asking for some advice on acting and other matters in life from a mature, late 40s, Shakespearean actor. And he gives him the advice, but it's not all about acting. It's about other things in life. Okay. So, you know, I, just to cut to the chase, I identify as a straight white male. And so I would be considered an ally of QTK. And, you know, for those who might be wondering, well, why does a straight white male, why would you be interested in writing a play for QTK? And I'm very interested in it. And, you know, the origins, I think, go back to when I was 18 years old and at Boys State in Arkansas in 1966. And in that era, we didn't have words to talk about being gay, queer, homosexual. We didn't have any good words. And I kind of palled around with a young man at Boys State. We got to be good friends. And at the end of it, he started crying. He said, I want to thank you for being my friend. You know, as you might have determined, I'm a little different than the other boys here. And, you know, they don't, you know, they're not that friendly, but you were. And I'm going, well, of course. I mean, what do you mean? I guess you're kind of a nerd and bookish and you're not really athletic like me. Okay, I kind of get it. And he said, no, you don't get it. He didn't say it in those words. And I knew there was something else he was trying to tell me, but couldn't. And I've felt very puzzled and also kind of disappointed, maybe in myself. I didn't have the words or terms to hear him, and he didn't have the words or terms to tell me. So now, you know, we've come a long way. We're not all the way there, but we have words. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, you know, we're working with a theater that has reclaimed the word queer in a good way. And, you know, so I wrote this play from another era to kind of show this is what it must have been like, because I was 1 year old in 1949, for someone to try and talk about and identify who they were in that era. And so those words are never used, but that was the inspiration for this play, even though it's, what, 17 years earlier than 1966, at least I, as a straight white male, know what it was like to try and hear someone, you know, attempting to cross that divide, bridge that gap, with no words to say.
You set up quite a challenge for yourself to write this piece.
Yeah, and it's a 10-minute play, and so there's some surprises in it. And
are there any nonverbal moments that were trying to cross that bridge?
Yeah, there are some nonverbal things that are indicated in this play. And, you know, it becomes... It's kind of light and, oh, thank you, Mr. Ronald Overton, great Shakespearean actor, for working to me. And then the tables shift and turn very, very quickly, and it becomes something else and something maybe a little bit frightening.
We're talking about the Summer Shorts Play Festival, and this is just an example of one of the short pieces that will be performed. I'm wondering how they'll be... how it will look. Will this be like a table read, or will actors carry scripts and interact? How does this work?
Yeah, this will be a set of staged readings. So you will see scripts in hands, but actors will be on their feet. They'll be moving around. So it is visually engaging, and they always do such a fine job that you'll forget they're holding scripts by the end of the performance. We like to do staged readings because we're also trying to offer opportunities for people that don't have time to do full productions if they don't have 6 weeks, Monday through Thursday, Monday through Friday, Sunday, however the rehearsal schedule is set up, or if they have trouble with memorization. And it's also what allows us to make it a free festival because we have these great volunteers coming in and spending some time without needing bells and whistles. It'll be pretty simple lighting, but again, the stories themselves will carry enough of their production where that won't matter.
How many summer shorts play festivals have you produced, or these, you know, staged reading festivals?
Yeah, in 2014, we did a short play festival similar to what we're doing now, and I've been producing for QTK since 2013. We brought it back last year to fill that need, those voices we were hearing to say, I want to be involved, but I don't have the time. And there's not a lot of places around town doing new works either. So we really wanted to give local playwrights a chance to see their work on stage, a chance for more directors to get their feet wet or hone their skills directing for us. So it's, and then this will be our second year, so it will be hopefully an annual play festival.
Now, I was in our work kitchen before we went on the air and washing up the tea set to brew some tea. And Martin Clem was there. He also engineers for All Ears Theater. And he said, oh, Laura K. Henderson, I know her. She wrote, for the first time, she wrote a radio play. And it was one of the best ones from all season. So I know you're a playwright and clearly I have great instincts even for radio plays. Could you talk about the art of writing plays and shorts, you know?
Yeah, and for me, I've written a couple of things, but not, say, as extensive as Gordon over here. And I've directed a few, but maybe not as extensively as Connor. I'm definitely a producer and an actor. But writing is so fascinating because you get to put the words into the mouths of the characters that are going to be on stage versus being a producer. You see these characters, you find the people to make the show work, you take care of all the logistics. But to see your idea actually up on stage is very interesting. And so it's, for me, just finding what are the different voices, where's the rhythm, how can I make this both engaging in a heartfelt and comedic way for the audience. Those are kind of the main points that I try to look for.
Would you add to that, Gordon, the art of playwriting?
Well, I think, you start with something maybe that moves you in your own life that you've seen or observed, and you transform that. You know, it's not a literal recording of it, but, you know, I'm thinking what kind of situation would this be in which, you know, a young man tries to come out or at least seek advice into how to walk through the world as a gay man that he's talking to has, who's lived in the world for 47, 49 years. And so you look at those experiences and you kind of transform it. I mean, this play is part, the 10-minute play that I written here is part of a larger play, which I said, Enrico's America, but they're all set on a bare stage with no more than two actors. You know, an entire play of scenes like that. They don't all embrace LGBT themes, but, you know, they all have kind of that essence of theater of, you know, two characters or maybe even one character on stage with exploring an idea, making human choices, making human decisions, making human mistakes, and enjoying human consequences in one way or the other.
Do you ever have trouble tying up a scene? How do you end it? Is that a challenge for playwrights?
I mean, there are so many directions you can go at every stage of the play, from writing a new intro to a new conclusion to redeveloping relationships. I think for me, it's thinking about what is the message I want my audience to walk away with. And after I have a draft, how can I better send that message? How can I resolve this in a way that the audience will feel they did get closure with, but as well as being intrigued to carry the story with them? Mm-hmm. Gordon can probably speak to that a little bit more.
Well, I kind of go back to Aristotle, who wanted the ending to be both surprising and logical. And if it fulfills both of those, then I think you've got something. It's not, oh, I saw that coming. So you can't really go with the first thing that pops into your head because the audience is probably already there. And it's just part of good storytelling, I think, to come up with an ending like Laura described or Aristotle wanted.
I'm with playwright Gordon Bolar, director Connor Clock, and founder and producer Laura K. Henderson of Queer Theater Kalamazoo, which starts the production of Step 3 tonight through Sunday, and that's at First Baptist Church, and then a little later this month, starting June 20th through the 23rd, the Summer Shorts Play Festival. Details are at qtkalamazoo.com. I think I'll go back around for some final reminders and thoughts and anything we haven't really covered quite yet. I'd love to know what you're most proud of, Laura, in having started Queer Theater Kalamazoo back in 2013.
For me, it's reaching people who share a vision, who support our work. When I was first thinking about developing the company, I mean, the word queer was not a positive thing. What do we need one more theater for in Kalamazoo? And I looked around and every theater provides something different for their audiences, a different style of production. And there wasn't anything that I was seeing that represented the LGBT community that shared these voices, and not in a way that is marketed, say, as being an LGBT play, but about real relationships, real individuals, people who happen to be queer, and watching the community come together, watching new volunteers come out to support, to say, yes, I'm with Queer Theater Kalamazoo, and just to reclaim that term and to see that the community will carry on this organization even after I leave. That feels so great to me.
That's wonderful, Laura. Connor, your last thoughts on on the opening of the play tonight and the existence of Queer Theater Kalamazoo for you. How does that feel?
I am at the end of Angels in America, at the end of the first part and at the end of the second part, has the same last line, which is "The great work begins." And to me, that's what every production is. It's the great work begins to tell this new story. It's never done, and we're going to keep doing it. And I'm excited that Queer Theater Kalamazoo gets to do that kind of work, where every one of them is a great work, and that Step 3 gets to be included in that, and that all five of these people have grown so much over the course of it and have worked so hard to be able to bring these people who are just trying to figure themselves out to the community of Kalamazoo. And I think that that's something everybody can relate to. And I'm really excited for everybody to see it.
The question, will you be involved in any way, shape, or form with the Shorts Festival?
I was last year. I was one of the directors for two of the shows last year in the Shorts Festival. But this year I will not be.
You have another engagement.
Yeah. I'm excited to watch theater this time.
Okay. And finally, Gordon.
Well, Kara, I come in a couple of times. We talk, and I'm here as a reviewer with, a bit of a different hat on. But I always say that the theater scene in Kalamazoo is so rich because you get a full spectrum. I mean, certainly you have the Barn Theater, you have Farmer's Alley, you have the University Theater and the Civic, you have Miller, which is a Broadway road shows. And then you've got the smaller theaters and sometimes identity-based theaters, such as Queer Theater Kalamazoo, such as Face Off Theater. But all of these theaters, every single one of them, plays ball in the court of human values, okay? And so you can go to Queer Theater Kalamazoo or you can go to Face Off Theater and see a play that might have LGBT cue actors or experiences or African-American experience, but you're going to get human values, and it's not just for that specific audience. It's really for all audiences. And I'm so proud to live in a community and so pleased to be a part of a theater that is part of that full spectrum. That's what's exciting about theater here in Kalamazoo.
I want to remind listeners that they can find out all about the Queer Theater Kalamazoo season, including the show that opens tonight, Step 3, online at qtkalamazoo.com. And Laura, you also maintain the Facebook page and other social media, so maybe pass those along.
Oh, this is a very exciting time. We have Hazel James and Connor Clark taking over the roles, respectively, of executive director and artistic director, which for 6 years were basically me. And I've been volunteering for 6 years. Ooh. And it feels so good to be developing real positions where we hope to continue growing them as great paying part-time jobs. For now, more volunteer, and we appreciate that. But I'll be handing off all of the works, developing, deciding the season, social media, the website, grant writing, and I'll be around. But it's nice to see that all of the things that I used to do are going to carry on between individuals without getting just one person a little overwhelmed.
Well, congratulations on the work you've done these last 6 years and in developing this. And Connor, you seem pleased to be able to take the reins to some degree and continue the work.
Yeah, the great work begins.
I guess we'll leave it there. But again, listeners can find Queer Theater Kalamazoo on Facebook and online at qtkalamazoo.com. Laura, Connor, and Gordon, thank you for joining me here
thank
today.
Thank you
for having us, Kara.
We'll just move on with a little piano music here. Pavel Kolesnikov and some short pieces by Tchaikovsky.